This is the Recency Bias for this Sunday, the 11th of November. I'm your host of your Morning After mini-podcast, Zach Vanoss, along with you here on the Recency Bias, a production, of course, of The Big Pod, the Montreal Bias podcast, available on this very same podcast feed, and rabbithabs.com. Great website for all your Montreal Canadiens content, one that I happen to be the managing editor for, in a strange coincidence. Also, should mention on the rabbithabs.com podcast network, the Nosebleeds podcast. If you're not subscribed to the Nosebleeds podcast, you're making a mistake. Ian, Kristen, and Trevor are now on their 20th episode. 20th episode posted. Squidward Lundquist is the name of this one. I haven't listened to this one yet, but I'm excited to. Nosebleeds podcast available on all those places that you find podcast. You can email them at nosebleedpod@gmail.com. How about that? You can email me at the Montreal Bias if you're ever so inclined, themontrealbias@gmail.com. Of course, you can find us on Twitter at themontrealbias, at Zach Drops Tweets for me, and at Rabbit Habs for that aforementioned website. Max Pacioretty, or as he's sometimes been referred to around these parts, college boy, returning to the Bell Center for the first time since he was dealt late in the offseason for Thomas Tatar. Former captain coming back to the Bell Center. A new era for the Montreal Canadiens in many ways. Max coming back. Thomas Plekanec retiring earlier this week. And if you'd like to know some of our contributors' thoughts on the Thomas Plekanec retirement, head on over to rabbithabs.com and check out the forum as we did our best to send off Thomas Plekanec appropriately, share some memories. As you may have seen, we tweeted this week our turtlenecks at half mast for the fantastic career of Thomas Plekanec. I think somebody who, my era, my generation of Habs fans, will have a full appreciation for. I know his stats may not stand out in the long run, though maybe they will. He was with the team long enough that he'll be on the tops of some of the all-time record books simply due to longevity. But now the longest-serving Hab is Carey Price. Though he was not in net in this one, Antti Niemi getting the call because Carey Price struggled on Thursday, admitted as much, and going to take a night off. Carey's going to get a night off to maybe get his head straight. Maybe a little longer off. We don't know. Struggles with Carey Price right now. No doubt about that. That was absolutely a big part of the conversation last week. It will be what we're talking about in this coming week of the forum on rabbithabs.com. It is the conversation. But no furthering on that conversation Saturday night, because as I say, Antti Niemi gets the call, a rare Saturday night without Carey Price. Just not used to it. And Niemi was solid in this one. Thought he played a great game. Once again, you look at the numbers, it's a normal to perhaps even below average game from Antti Niemi. But he made the saves that counted. He was very good for the Habs in the first period, because the Canadiens, while this has not been a bad habit of theirs this season, thankfully, they did get out to a slow start in this one. Like I say, it's not something we've seen a ton of from them this year. To the fact that when I watched it, I watched this game on Sunday as I was at a Boy Genius show, the Danforth Music Hall, on Saturday night. So didn't watch this game live. Caught up on it on Sunday morning, just a few minutes before doing this podcast. Niemi and company didn't. Well, Niemi was great. Company not so much in the early going. 14-4, the shots in favor of Vegas, when they finally score on the power play on their 14th shot hunt, makes it 1-0. A broken stick for Delorier, who I kind of feel bad for, because I'm an advocate, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe this proves I'm wrong, but I've always been an advocate for if your stick breaks on the penalty kill, as Delorier's did in this scenario, get the hell out of there and go get yourself another stick. You can't do shit if you got no stick and you're just skating at the guy. Well, that's what Delorier did in this one, and kind of created an extra opportunity for Vegas, and they capitalized. So maybe I'm wrong about that. It's probably depends on the situation, I suppose. I don't know. I think I'd still go get the stick. Once in a while, it will eat you, but more often than not, it's probably the right call. So it's 1-0, and then a little more bad luck. Montreal's way for fortuitous bounce from Marchessault, and all of a sudden, inside of a minute, it's 2-0 for the visiting Vegas Golden Knights. They were getting pucks deep and challenging Montreal's defensemen all night, and that's starting to look like it's a bit of the book on playing the Montreal Canadiens, is go in there and get behind the defensemen and then make things happen. You saw Vegas do a lot of that, particularly in the first. 15-4, the shots in the first in this one. Not good. Not great start for Montreal. Brendan Gallagher agrees with me on this. His interview with Sportsnet between periods, he was teed. Very upset. And I imagine he continued to sound angry in the locker room. Perhaps they all did, because they came out and they don't have quit and they're ready to go. Next thing you know, about 6 minutes into the period, Victor Mete grabs an ugly turnover. He turns it around, hits Kotkaniemi, who's heading up, holds on for a second, allows Charles Hudon to get in behind the Vegas defenseman, slides it on through to him. Hudon buries it. Chud! Yes, Chud. 2-1 now. Score cut in half, and Montreal does not take much time to even this thing back up. Having scored on their 8th shot, they go digging. They get some steam. It's Drouin, it's Shaw, it's Domi. And on a very Shaw goal, on a poor clear, we're back even. These Montreal Canadiens have no quit in them. Continues, Kotkaniemi back again. Kids park beautifully in front of the net. For some reason, the D-man has left him there, abandoned the 18-year-old. Incredible feed by Arturi Lehkonen. And for the first time on the night, your Montreal Canadiens are back in charge in this game. Jordy Benn, though, would be Jordy Benn, which is to say, he made a mistake. Now, I'm not saying Jordy Benn's always making mistakes. Jordy Benn has some great games. He's played quite well for the most part through the first 16 games of the season. But 17. He's been solid at times, and he's made mistakes at times. And that is the Jordy Benn experience. We know that by now. Tonight was a night with mistakes. And next thing you know, we're even at threes again. So games all over the place. These Montreal Canadiens, I tell you, they entertain at the very least. Can't think of a boring Saturday night yet. I mean, I guess the loss to Tampa wasn't all that thrilling. But that's where we find ourselves, even at three, as we head into the third period. Another power play goal from the Vegas power play unit, which has been very effective as of late. That puts the Golden Knights back in charge. That's a 4-3 score at that point. 3.5 minutes into the period. The Canadiens, let's all say it together, the Habs have no quit in them. They push back. Andrew Shaw, who's on a mission right now, as I say, he's playing out there on that line with Drouin and Domi, and he's going to work. He's going to dig, and find himself yet another gritty Andrew Shaw goal, the kind of thing you like to see from Andrew Shaw. There is value from Andrew Shaw when he's not taking dumb penalties or playing undisciplined hockey. Kind of goals that he showed against Vegas on Saturday night in that win, it's exactly what you want to see from Shaw. So we're about halfway through the period, and we are all even. How is this dramatic thing going to finish? Well, for all the Max Pacioretty talk and all the cuts to Max Pacioretty on the bench in this one, it turns out it's the guy who came back in a turn for Max Pacioretty, Thomas Tatar. He gets the winner. A little bit of a bounce that went Montreal's way, but hey, they had some bounces that did not go their way in this one. They are up 5-4 with 12-17 into the period, and they did a tremendous job anting the Emmy and company the rest of the way, keeping Vegas out of it. They had a few more chances for themselves. They were outshot on the night 38-27. Not too many times this season have you seen the Habs outshot so significantly, if at all. But great to get that 5-4 win in regulation. They have a very tough road trip coming up. We'll get to that in a second. But first, Antti Niemi's numbers. He's 34 of 38 on the night. Not bad. Not bad. But that's only an .895 save percentage. But he's good. I mean, he was crucial in that first period when they were desperately outplayed by Vegas. Niemi's what kept them in the game the best he could. It could have been way more out of hand, and then they climbed back for him. He's 4-1-0 on the season now, an .894 save percentage overall, and he's allowing 3.3 goals against in a game. I imagine we're likely to see Carey Price as the Canadiens head west. It's a tough road trip. All these western road trips are for the Canadiens. They never seem to go that swimmingly. We'll see what happens as they head out now. Tuesday night, they'll be at the Edmonton Oilers. It's a 9 p.m. start. See, nobody likes this week. This week is annoying. 9 p.m. on Tuesday against Edmonton. They stay in Alberta through to Thursday when they'll take on the Flames once again. A 9 o'clock start, if you're on the East Coast, that is. And Saturday, they'll be at Vancouver, an afternoon game on the West Coast, an evening game back on the East Coast, 7 p.m. start Eastern time against the Canucks, who are a lot of fun to watch this year. All these teams are pretty fun to watch, so hopefully some entertaining games, but more importantly, some W's from a Montreal team that hit a couple of losses in a row, could have been headed for three in a row, but buckled up and pushed back and did what they've done for the most part this season, got the win. Another gutsy win by the Habs. They're 9-5-3 on the season now. Third in the Atlantic with 21 points. And just check in on the standings. Yes, it's too early to check in on the standings, but we're going to do it anyway. Just to get an idea of how the division and the conference is starting to shape up. The Atlantic currently being led by Tampa. No shock there. They've got 25 points on the season. Toronto in there with 22 points in the second spot. That third spot for the playoffs currently being held by your Montreal Canadiens, who have 21 points in 17 games. Same amount of games Tampa and TO have played. In the wildcard spot, both teams also from the Atlantic right now. Boston and Buffalo even with 20 points. Interestingly enough, your top four teams in the Atlantic, Tampa, Toronto, Montreal, and Boston, are also your top four teams in the entire Eastern Conference. So, going to be tight. I think it's going to be tight the whole way in the East. I mean, we may see a team like Tampa or Toronto or both of them pull away, but everyone seems to be fighting for points. It's tough league this year. There's no real stand. I don't know. What are we? 17 games in. There's no real standouts yet, I suppose. Tampa obviously looks great. There's teams that look solid, but nobody's running away with any ridiculous record as of yet. Nobody looks like last year's Vegas Golden Knights, for instance, who have fallen much back to earth this season. They are now 7-9-1 on the year and seventh in their division. So the Vegas Golden Knights looking more like we thought the Golden Knights would look. I didn't give you your scores on the night. Your scores were Chud. Charles Hudon gets his third on the year. Shaw getting hit number 3 and 4 on the season. Jesperi Kotkaniemi, the kid, gets his third of his career and third of the season. And Thomas Tatar, as mentioned, the hero in a game in which Max Pacioretty wanted it oh so bad. But truthfully, at least coming into the game, I can say, I wasn't that concerned about Max Pacioretty coming back to haunt the Habs in a big game. He wanted it, but it didn't go for him. C'est la vie. It's a W for the Habs, and a fun one. 5-4 over Vegas. Other scores from around the league on Saturday night. Those Sabres still nipping on the heels of the Habs. They're for real this year. After having beaten them earlier in the week, they go to a shootout against Vancouver, win that one 4-3. Philly blanks Chicago 4-0. Nashville in overtime edges Dallas 5-4. Boston all over the Maple Leafs. On Saturday, a pounding on Hockey Night in Canada, 5-1. Ottawa beats Tampa Bay in a shocker, 6-4. Florida Devils up on the Islanders by a 4-2 score. Pittsburgh blanks Arizona, 4-0. Detroit hosting Carolina, that goes to a shootout, and the Red Wings win that one, 4-3. The New York Rangers, it's a shootout win over Columbus, 5-4. And Calgary blanks Los Angeles, 1-0. Those are your scores from the NHL. That's your mini podcast for this morning. Until the post a late game. Ugh, it's a late one on Tuesday in Edmonton. Take care.